We welcome in to Mugs Now Todd Whitney. Todd is the new water and cropping systems extension educator for the area. He is with West Central Research Extension and Education Center, part of UNL Extension across the state. Todd, you were telling me before that you've got lots of experience before you got this position. It's not like you're coming in having to learn the ropes or anything, huh?
Yeah, and that's, I think that's a benefit for hopefully the producers that are coming in. I did grow up in southeast Nebraska at Humboldt, but then I had my undergrad at the University of Nebraska, went to Kansas State, was with them for 23 years in extension, started in 1990, then came back up here in 2013, was over at Aurora, then 10 years over at Holdridge, and then have been able to come over here. April 1 is when I started.
You've been a lot of places and getting your feet wet over here in North Platte, and the focus this morning that you want to talk about is on helping farmers with irrigation. We got the crops planted, and now the next big thing is irrigation, because that makes a big difference in what turns up on harvest, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's irrigation is what Nebraska is really, really blessed with. And so we're trying to be the best stewards we can of the water that we have. The Ogallala Aquifer, which extends clear down into Texas in some cases.
Yes.
But there's been a pullback, and some of that's happened has been the cattle movement has been moving north, some of it's over to Iowa, but some of what's happening at North Platte with the expansion of the packing industry has to do with some of where I was in Kansas. They've had a declining water supply, and so the feedlot infrastructure has been shifting. And so what we're trying to do here is extend some of the research that we have at the university, bring it out to people in the field, and our target this first cycle is going to be that District 12 where there's been some decline with the drought that was last year. Some of that water saturated thickness did decline, and I know that some have been saying they've been losing about a foot a year on some of their saturated thickness. It was a lot more dramatic last year, and so what we're trying to do is just work with people, help them understand some of the technology that they have, and how to move forward. We are finding that especially soybeans, that people are wanting to have more understanding of how to do soybeans. We had a case over in the Paxton area where we had two fields that were next to each other last year, soybeans. Both of them were yielding about 80 bushels an acre. One field, though, the irrigator put on about 10 inches of supplemental water. The other put on 16. And so we're kind of tapping into that a little bit, that are there some things that we can help with as far as the technology goes? There's lots of tools out there. Arable's been working with the Twin Platte, and today we're kind of doing some update with them. But I'm going to say we're working with a lot of commercial companies. There's lots of tools that are there. AquaSpy, Syntec. We're going to be trying to we're going to have 12 producers, or a goal. Some of them mostly will be in that District 12, but we're also going to look at North Platte, Maxwell, some other areas where we can put out some of these tools and help people understand how to use them. Because some people have had it, but they just need a little bit of education about, well, how can we apply this? And that's where we're Abia Katimbo, who's our irrigation specialist, and we have the mobile irrigation lab that we're expanding this next year, and we're just wanting to get out in the fields and put some of these tools to work.
So there's a lot of different things to be more efficient when you talk irrigation, right? And that's kind of what you're trying to educate the local producers about, how they can maximize it, because it's, I mean, obviously you need to water, and especially when it's dry, but maybe there's better times a day or different methods that you can spread that water and make it more efficient and give your crops the boost that and so you can get the yields you want.
Yeah, there's it's really more complicated than it seems, I think, on the surface. Because some of it is having to do with, time of day. It could be that they're shut off. They can only irrigate certain times.
That's
and
true.
So we've had some that have wanted to have a little more research on what if you do nighttime watering? What does that impact when it comes to disease management, when you have wet plants all through the night?
Okay.
But it helps as far as the economics go, as far as it's cheaper to be able to run at the night than during the day when everybody else is trying to run their air conditioners. The other things that we're looking at, and that is, can we monitor the water on timing? And so soybeans are different than corn. We don't want to give a lot of water early on because then we get a lot of vegetative growth that maybe doesn't change the yield that's going to be there. And when beans were first brought in, they were for legume and, as a legume and a forage. And now we're looking at more of a how do we get grain off this crop. And so it's a little bit different. Corn, you can put, and especially alfalfa, you can put a lot of water out there, and it's going to be there that they're going to be able to use it because it has a lot of root system to it. Soybeans are a little more opportunistic, and it's a little harder to manage them, but it can be done. We do have some software that we're going to introduce to people to the corn, soy, water, and some of those softwares.
Well, the key thing to let producers know is you're a great resource. I mean, your purpose is to, I mean, as it says, your title, you're an extension educator.
Yes.
And an irrigation is just part of what you educate about. You want the producers to be as successful as they can be, and this is a big thing, isn't it, as far as how their crop's going to turn out and the profit they're going to make eventually, right?
Yeah, if you think about our definition, cooperative, we try to cooperate with other agencies.
Right.
We try to cooperate with the producers, with industry people, and not look upon us as we're the only source for information. You know, we're trying to help link those information sources, try to help them understand, let's say that they have a soil measurement tool that they're using. Sometimes they have access to it, they have it installed, but they don't maybe always get the support that they need for understanding how to use that tool. And so so that's what we're going to try to be there, is be helpful to help them understand that. Even things like ET, you know, it's not extraterrestrial, it's stands for evaporation and transpiration.
Oh, okay. So, I'm glad you clarified.
Yeah,
that.
So evaporation is what is law is a loss, you know, because when we have heat, we have moisture losses. Transpiring is how much water that plant uses as it's converting the photosynthesis into carbohydrates. And so that's what we're going to help guide the process, is we're trying to match what the need of the plants are with how much we're putting on, and try not to oversupply the water if the plants aren't able to utilize it.
Well, Todd, we thank you for stopping by the show this morning. We've just basically covered the surface of the topic, basically. If they want more information, I'm sure they can find this article online on the West Central website, I'm sure.
Yeah, and also through our cropwatch.unl.edu. We have started weekly putting our updates of what's happening.
Okay.
Last week, we had a update about some of the monitoring of the soil and temperatures that are there. This week, we're having an irrigation focus about some of the tools that are there.
Wonderful. And you want to give your email and phone number if they'd like to get a hold of you?
Yeah, if they'd like to get a hold of me, twhitney3@unl.edu is my email. And then my cell phone number is 308-995-7272.
Okay.
And otherwise, they can go through either the Lincoln Logan McPherson Extension Office to get a hold of me, or through the West Central Research Extension Center. We are located just 2 miles south of the interstate here in North Platte, just across south of the Mid Plains Community College.
Yeah, great tool for our area producers for sure. Again, twhitney3@unl.edu for the email, and 308-995-7272 if they want to get a direct line to you. And Todd Whitney has been our guest this morning. He is the Water and Cropping Systems Extension Educator. for the area. So get a hold of him. Utilize all those years of knowledge that you got upstairs. Todd, thanks so much. Appreciate your time.
And appreciate
have a great
your
day.
Time.
All right.
Well, thank you.